got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
A damn good show. Before we start the show, y'all know y'all can support the show. Go to officialhogstwins.com. Anything you buy from my website, you'll automatically enter to win Ram TRX and 10,000 cash. Also, we got another giveaway going. We giving away a year of gas.
Year of gas, huh?
Whole year of gas.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Damn good idea. Go to officialhogstwins.com.
Hey, if you ain't got no money to spend, remember you can get free entries by signing up for our SMS and email list.
Yeah. Hey, got some comedy shows coming. Coming to Indiana, Hobart, Indiana.
That's close to Chicago.
Yes, you might as well say that's Chicago. That's like, it gives you a good reason to get the hell out of that shithole for a few hours. Coming to Indianapolis. Coming to Kentucky, Louisville, Hazard, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky.
Hazard, Kentucky, huh?
Columbus, Ohio.
Is that where the Luke boy is from?
That Bo and Luke Duke, boy. Go to HogsTwinsTour.com for tickets. All right, so Sesame Street is racist. It's been...
Well, I'm just...
They're definitely groomers. I don't know about races, but they're definitely groomers.
Well, anything Disney is groomers, but... Yeah. Okay, so there's some videos going around.
You're just being facetious, right?
Yeah.
But tell them, man.
They know that.
You know everybody follow us is far right. You know that, right?
Yeah. Don't want to piss them
they
off.
They don't put up with that damn victimization.
Yep. Oh, you're feeling sorry because somebody mistreated you? Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, poor black boy. Look at him. He all sad. What we going to do for him?
Yeah, we don't believe in that victimization, man.
Yeah, we don't. But there's some videos going around, and it's got the black community up in arms.
Man, it's got black people rioting and looting.
They're going to tear down this Sesame Street.
Black Lives Matter going to be looting and rioting.
They're going to beat the hell out of the Grouch in that trash can.
They're going to beat the shit out of Big Bird.
So I'm going to show y'all some videos.
Yeah.
All hey, right. But before you show you the videos, no, a lot of us has never wore these gay costumes they be wearing. I mean, those things are gay.
I mean, you probably are gay if you weren't. You think you'll get a grown man?
Hey, little kids!
It's got to be a gay guy now, or yeah. Female.
Yeah,
but look, before we go to the video, I want to show everybody what it looks like, your vision when you're wearing these costumes is...
So to look down to see a little kid at your feet, you got to actually break your damn neck and be like this.
Yeah, your vision is hampered. And to say
hampered,
the least,
huh?
it is hampered. Hey, and when you look through these, you got to remember the head on these costumes are heavy. So when you look down, sometimes that damn head will fall
off.
Feel
like you got a damn kettlebell in your mouth.
Yeah, I feel like you walk around with a dumbbell in your mouth.
All right, so.
And I know it's hot as hell.
Yeah, okay.
You're sweating your ass off in this.
Hey, man, how long you going to beat this horse, man?
I mean, people think wearing these costumes are easy.
No, it's not easy.
This is like cruel and unusual punishment to put somebody in these costumes.
Yeah, it is.
I'd rather do hard time in prison than put this on.
All right, so first video. There's no explanation for this one. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
I'm not certain what would suggest somebody that puts a child down like this, but this is
completely... Yeah, what's up, fool? And then here's Bernie.
Yeah.
Was it Ernie?
One of them fools.
Yeah. He slapped her. Look at her face. Look at her face. Did he just slap me?
Hey, can you go back? Now, a lot of people say...
He actually, you can see him, he's giving high fives to a bunch of kids, and they don't look white to me. Look like maybe a Latino, light-skinned, black, red bone. There's a kid wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, he's black.
He looks to be black. Gave him a high five, but he slapped this bitch.
Now, this is where it's got pissed.
This is Rosita, right?
Yeah, Rosita.
Rosita.
No,
not today. That looks horrible, right?
Yeah, it looks real bad.
And then here's Rosita again.
Yeah, being gay as hell.
That is a gay dance. See, she hugs the little white girl and then just goes around. I think that was a lot.
It's not definitive in my humble opinion. Because your vision is, like I said, is hampered.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is what happens. Well, this is what happens when you victimize a demographic. You see race in everything.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was an ignorant asshole, I used to look at the world through a racist lens, but now my eyes have been opened. Yeah. I don't know if Rosita's
racist. I definitely know Rosita's gay.
Yeah, definitely gay. But I mean, I don't know.
Now think about it. You think a guy's gonna go around doing that all day in that, that lime, blue, green, whatever?
More likely, that president is probably a gay white man
or a female.
I doubt if it's a female.
That's a lot of females getting those.
Wearing that heavy costume, you got to put a man in there, a gay man. Gay men are stronger than gay women.
Who knows? I don't know.
My money is on a gay man. What you putting yours on?
My money is on gay man.
That's what I'm putting my money on. It's got to be a gay man in that costume.
Got to be. You ain't going to see me.
Hey! He's a boy! Yeah!
Yeah. If you're not gay and you put that on, after you do with that whole parade, you will be gay.
No, that's you're going too far on that one.
Man, you're doing it all day? Hey!
I would say you're definitely in the closet.
But anyway, I don't like to bring race into everything that I see. I'm just.
We do like to make fun of gay people.
We don't make fun of them.
We just made fun of gay people for like the last 2-3 minutes.
I would say that's making fun of them.
Yeah, it's just an observation. Like when you see a man doing a woman's hair, chances are he's gay.
Yeah.
Now, if he's cutting a man's hair, get him a nice tight fade, it's probably straight.
Yeah,
if he's doing braids and curls and he's cutting layers on your chick's hair, he's probably gay.
Or if he's a flight attendant, he's probably gay. It's just gay men do certain jobs.
Yeah, if you like see a man as a nurse, more often than not, he's gay.
Yeah, I'm not being sexist or.
Yeah, it's just an observation.
It's just observation. Just gay people, females, straight men, they all do certain jobs.
Yeah, more often than not, when you go to when you find a glory hole in your local city, more often than not, it's going to be a gay man behind that glory hole. It's not going to be a straight man. It's just something a gay man would do, you know? It's just some things gay men do and some things straight men do.
No shit. Can we talk about what they did to these black
kids? All the glory holes I've came across is never female. It's always some gray, some gay, burly, Ron Jeremy looking dude. I'd be like, yes.
Who's over there?
Oh, man, you ain't sucking.
Hey, can we get serious on this? Hey, who's over there? Oh, man.
You stick your eye in that hole, like, hey, anybody over there?
Oh, hey, let's get serious on this.
All right, let's get serious. What are we talking about, gay people?
We talking about the black kids, Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Like, Sesame Street came out, made an apology, said they're going to do some, what do they call it?
Some inclusive training?
Some inclusive sensitivity training.
Now, what y'all need to do is fix them damn costumes. Your vision is hampered.
What they mean by inclusive sensitivity training, they're going to teach these Rosita and all the gang.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be watchful around a certain demographic who's been victimized by everybody, and they will shoot. They will see everything through this racist lens.
So you got to pay extra attention. You got to treat the black kids special.
Yeah, you can't run them over and teabag them like that one purple one did.
Yeah, I don't know what the one pull up that video guy. I don't know what the hell this one was thinking. The one that got the one that teabagged the kid.
How many times you like saying this or something?
Oh, it's kind of funny though. Okay, let's pull up again. All right, so he obviously can he see that kid though?
Yeah, he came from a mile away.
No, he's looking down.
He's looking at her.
He's looking at her. He's definitely looking at her. You cannot deny that this dude is looking at this black kid.
Unacceptable. Yeah, that's unacceptable.
That's teabagging right there.
Yeah, that is totally unacceptable. Is he racist? I don't know. He's definitely an asshole. I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid no more than what, 2?
I bet you the dude that's in that costume, I bet you it's his last day on the job. He's going to go out with a bang.
Man.
He's probably a disgruntled employee.
No, he's just trying to be funny, probably. Like that Bert that slapped
him. He probably lost his footing.
His footing?
Yeah, he lost his footing, man.
Man, shut up.
He's like, he's trying to gain his balance. Stop looking at life through a racist lens.
I didn't say anything about race.
I mean, the videos I've seen, I mean, the one that where Bert slapped that one girl.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if he slapped her, but he definitely did this.
No, I've seen some risk action.
Yeah.
And he's probably trying to be funny.
Slapping somebody?
Those characters are rude, man.
Look.
See, he's high-fiving.
He's high-fiving all the black kids right here.
Yeah, that's a black kid.
Yeah.
Slaps her. Her face, he slapped her. Her face did like this. Y'all see her face? Her face was like this. He slapped her. She was like, what the fuck? Just slap me. You see her neck. She said, her face said, and you look over at Brett, his hands like this. He slapped her.
Right. I mean, it's not definitive for me. I can't say without a reasonable doubt.
If you got video of Rosita and they're going down, just smacking all the black kids, hugging
and teabagging them and skipping over them.
Yeah, and then hugging the white kids and high-fiving them, I would say, okay, something's up here. But
yeah. These
isolated incidents.
Yeah, of this long parade of them walking down and this is the only thing y'all can find.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was more video and you could show a pattern.
Yeah.
That he's going skipping black kids.
The two little black girls and
they were really short.
I mean,
it looks like it. Hey, pull it up again, man.
I'm tired of looking at this. See, look at that gay guy in the back. See, all them dudes gay. You think a straight guy is gonna be coming out twirling that shit all day? Go back to the beginning. Look at the gay guy in the back. Well, look at that. Who's gonna do that all day and be straight? Now, see?
Who had a sun on his shirt with a smile on it?
Yeah, see?
Did you see that shit?
Yeah. I mean, that looks bad with the little girl's got the arms out.
Yeah. But look, they can only see it eye level.
She looked down, though, man.
She looked down, but was she looking down to that level, though?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to say.
The jury's out there. We got a hung jury over here. They get off. They always get off, don't they?
Yeah. You get off on
case closed. It's over.
Come back from deliberations, not guilty.
And then all the black people go to Sesame Street, start beating the shit out of everybody.
Start rioting.
Grouching in. Get off me, Pete Grouch out the damn trash can and sew his ass. That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Damn good show.
Damn good show, man.
Damn good show.
Damn good show, man.
Hey, everyone, support this patriot. He's a damn good man.
Yeah.
I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code HARSHTWINS when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.